So that thing you ordered online a week ago, for which you paid a lot to ship to Alaska? You're still waiting, huh? Now, imagine that you went to your household 3D printer, downloaded a pattern for the thing you wanted, pushed a button, and the item appeared. No waiting for the mail, no shipping costs.
I think that printers in general, the 3D printers, are very in line with the Alaskan like duct tape mentality, or like do it yourself or fix it, because once you have, you know, a printer and the ability to use it, or the ability to make files, there are a whole bunch of things in your house where you're like, oh, I could fix that, or I could do this. And it's also us being kind of separated from the rest of the world. Like, everyone knows about shipping costs and or like waiting longer or anything like that. So the digital inventory and delocalized manufacturing, I think, is going to be a really big part of it in Alaska.
That's Joel Sturm. He's a program assistant for the Drafting and Design Technology Department at CTC, the downtown branch of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He manages the lab where the 3D printers turn spools of plastic into practical items. Adam McDermott is a teacher for the 3D modeling and printing class in the lab.
Now, it's pretty exciting to come into class, and the first thing I get here, and the printers are already going. We have a couple students who are really on it, and they want to get going, not wait, and then as the class fills up, everyone starts talking and looking at stuff and oohing and ahhing. It's pretty cutting edge.
He believes 3D printing will be a paradigm shift. As Alaskans get used to it, there will be a 3D printer in everyone's home, kind of like a toaster or a coffee maker. And we'll be using them like a Star Trek replicator to make whatever we need. And according to Bill Fox, another teacher, the costs of the technology are coming down. The little 6-inch by 6-inch printers in this room are about $700 each, but kits start at $300.
Well, it's going to change everybody's life, because on a computer you can design a part that you need or an object that you need and print it and have it ready to go quicker than you can have it sent off. This is a game changer for everything.
Fox makes parts for old cars, models, and toys. McDermott made parts for his chainsaw. And they've seen students invent whatever they can imagine.
And he was showing me his shoelaces his wife made him, that he put a magnet in them, so now he doesn't have to tie his shoes anymore. They just snap shut. It's pretty excellent. And he walks around with a 3D printed pair of shoelaces.
Joel Sturm says the characteristics of 3D printing make it perfect for custom medical prostheses, artificial body parts.
One of their advantages is that complexity is free. It doesn't matter if you're printing a box or if you're printing a box that has a whole bunch of in ornate shapes and things and text on it. It's going to take the printer about the same amount of time, since it's just doing it layer by layer. And complexity is free, and anatomy matters. We can all have our own individual thing now. We can have the thing that is tailored to us.
So that thing you ordered a week ago? Soon you'll be manufacturing it yourself. Reporting for KUAC, I'm Robin in Fairbanks.